From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello and welcome to Sunday and Q News. I'm John, VK4JPM, Secretary of the Darling Downs Radio Club, where lots is happening, starting at lunchtime today when we're heading to Picnic Point in Toowoomba to do some more practical work on antennas, and you're invited. We'd heard a rumour that some of us are a bit scared of HF operation and haven't had enough experience tuning random long wires. So we figured that now is as good a time as any to go and learn a bit. Check out the website at ddrci.org.au and look for the calendar entry on the homepage for 8th of March. That's today. All the detail for how to find us is in that article, but essentially we'll be just over the hill from the Picnic Point Cafe. Between 12 and 16.30, we're going to be lobbing wires, tuning, testing transmitters, talking a bit, testing a bit more. That's lots of T words, apparently. Between the tests and QSOs, we'll do some coffee and a bit of BYO picnic lunch. Also, Picnic Point is a POTA location, so you can get on air and rack up a few contacts. And if you let us know in advance, we might even be able to run a license assessment, because everything we need will be in place. Send an email right now to education@ddrci.org.au so that we know you might be interested. All of this is in aid of preparation for the John Moyle Memorial Field Day, which is the major topic for our monthly club meeting tomorrow night. This is a natter and prep night, so we don't have a guest speaker. Just come along at 1900 at the Scout Hall in Newtown, find out what the club is doing, have a relaxing cuppa and some Tim Tams. Then let's all discuss our plans for the John Moyle Field Day, which, as I said, is only in 2 weeks. The Zoom will be available online from 1900, so look for the link on the website and join us even if you can't physically be in the room. The John Moyle Memorial Field Day itself runs over a whole weekend, but traditionally our club enters for the first six-hour block on Saturday the 22nd of March, and that would be from 11 till 1700. It's a whole-of-club activity, and we need your help and participation. Last year was fun. It was relaxing, it was educational, and it was very successful. And we need to defend our honour for this one. You can read all about that on the homepage too. So, did you get all those dates down? Today, at Picnic Point for a practical field antenna setup session. Tomorrow, Monday the 9th of March, for the monthly club meeting, where we'll talk about what we learned and do some planning for the John Moyle Field Day. That's from 1900 tomorrow. And Saturday the 21st of March for the actual field day exercise. Pop those in your diary. Two other quick items. The club will be represented with a table at Redfest on the 11th of April. That's only a month away. We're taking down some gear to sell, and if you can't attend but you'd like us to sell some gear on your behalf, send a note to secretary@ddrci.org.au, and over the next few weeks we'll work out how to get the gear to transport down to Redfest. Lastly, have you checked out the 52-week ham radio challenge at hamchallenge.org? This week's entry is simple and it's delightful. It's what the Germans call Gross Reinemachen, which literally translates into English as Great Magic Cleaning. Gross Reinemachen is the week 11 challenge where you're tasked to tidy up all the cables in the shack. A great idea. It's optional to unscramble the collection behind your desk and the fearful spaghetti behind the TV. But it's so much easier than whistling CW. Gross Reinemachen. tidy up everything. Check the club website at ddrci.org.au for links and send an email to secretary@ddrci.org.au if you have any questions. Until next week, thanks for listening. For the Darling Downs Radio Club, I'm John, VK4JPM. If it's Sunday morning, the club 2-metre net follows at 1000 AEST. 73s.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Brisbane, it's relayed on 3605 kHz and 147 MHz at 7:30 PM on Mondays. I'm Bruce, VK4EHT.
This is Laurie, VK4BLE from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club with another Redfest 26 update. If you are still wishing to be a part of Redfest 26 and want to book a table or two, go to the website redfest.org. That is redfest.org. So get in now as there are only 33 days till Redfest. With this year's theme being digital communications and the team from FreeDV coming, you won't be disappointed. Remember, our major prize this year is the ICOM 7300 Mark II transceiver, plus many more prizes on offer. If you're looking for new equipment, then catch up with QSL Comms or Elite Communications. Mad Dog Coils, VK Direct, Radio and More, and Garage Art will also be there. And not to forget, Alara and the WIA QSL Bureau. So remember to come and collect your QSL cards or just update your information with the Bureau. Catch up with friends you haven't seen for a while. Keep an eye out for the coffee van and the club's famous bacon and egg rolls on the day. There is plenty to enjoy at Redfest, especially for your wife or partner. There'll be plenty of tables with goodies for the ladies, so remember to bring the whole family and make it a day out for everyone to enjoy. Put the date in your calendar, Saturday, the 11th of April, at the Deception Bay North State School, 33 to 49 Old Bay Road, Deception Bay. Doors open at 9 a.m. See you at Redfest.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.